So a big headline in the Tribune yesterday, the headline was just Humbled Giant, and it was accompanied by a lengthy editorial about the future of downtown. And obviously downtown is going through some problems now, but will it recover? I had never considered that it might not, but reporters Blair Kamen, Ryan Ori, and Lauren Zumbach make a case for the fact that it might be in peril. Ryan joins us on the phone line now. Ryan, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good to be here.
Hey, it's kind of a depressing topic, but tell me about the genesis of this story and the concerns that we might not see downtown the way we used to.
It's part of a series of stories that the Tribune is running on, you know, kind of 6 months into, basically 6 month mark after downtown, you know, closed for the most part or shut down pretty dramatically. You know, 6 months in, there's still a lot of numbers and also just eyeball tests that you can use looking downtown and see that, you know, people are not going back to work. They're not, you know, shopping, you know, going to do things downtown. You know, there's a lot of things you can't do, like go to a sporting event or a play or anything. We just wanted to take a look at where are we 6 months in and what does the future look like. And as the story points out, there's been other crises over the, you know, centuries that have really tested Chicago and downtown specifically. And there's been some, you know, very, you know, there were some pretty, you know, dramatic moments where people wonder if downtown would come back, and it always has, and certainly we hope it will again this time. But it definitely raises a lot of questions to have things shut down and not functioning for 6 months consecutively.
You know, one of the things that I've been thinking about lately, and it has to do, you know, with the changing climate in Washington, really is kind of where it came to me first. I mean, there are just a lot of things that President Trump does that are unprecedented, and that got me to thinking that we tend to think things are going to last forever. We tend to think that the way we are living now, that you know, that it's not going to change. This is the way it's going to be. The U.S. will always be the number one superpower. Chicago will always be a magnet for downtown. And when I started reading your story, I mean, I've been doing this for 35 years now, and you got me back to thinking when I started working in Chicago, downtown was a very different place.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that's one of the big questions now is, you know, in the last decade or so, there's been a huge increase in the population actually living downtown. Mm-hmm. There's been a series of huge moves of companies into Chicago that were either in the offices in the suburbs or in other cities that have moved to Chicago. And the downtown population and the presence of these huge employers has really gone up during this whole run up of the economy coming out of the last recession. And it's been nothing but good news for downtown, as younger people in particular have wanted to live and work and do things downtown. And there's been the emergence of some sort of big old buildings that have been repurposed, like the Merchandise Mart, the old post office is in the late stages of being redeveloped. And those are places that have attracted a huge number of workers on these wide floors and just kind of this coming together of large numbers of people in big buildings. And now here we are at this moment where having everything clustered downtown and having everything clustered into huge buildings, like those buildings I mentioned, or Willis Tower or others, is suddenly viewed as a liability, at least for the moment.
I think of the, I can't think of the specific name of it, but the food courts that have been opening downtown, mm-hmm. big, wide expanses of buildings where people sit together and eat inside. That's going to be frightening for a while.
Yeah, I mean, there are going to definitely be like workplace and other trends that are going to be tested by this. There's been a move in recent years, like I mentioned, those really wide buildings of, you know, having people in these open layouts where they can collaborate and be amongst, you know, be among a lot of people and talk among themselves and come up with new ideas. You know, there's food halls, as you mentioned, where you pick from one of several options, right. And then there's communal seating and all these things, all these trends that have emerged are now, you know, being hit by something that nobody could have, you know, anticipated a couple years ago.
But Ryan, the point I was trying to make, and I didn't do it very well, was downtown Chicago 30 years ago was kind of, it was dumpy. I mean, I remember the renovation of the Chicago Theater. So the fact that Chicago, downtown Chicago, is vibrant right now and just a, you know, real collection of great things doesn't mean it's going to be that way forever. And it, I mean, do you think it really is at risk?
I think it would be a mistake to just assume that it'll come back as strong as it ever was, without any sort of action. I personally do think, I do think it'll come back strong. I don't know how quickly.
Right.
I think there's going to be, you know, if there was a vaccine tomorrow and everyone was willing to take the vaccine and it was safe and we could go back to our normal lives starting tomorrow, there would still be a lag time, but before all these big offices and shops and everything ramped up to a normal level, and there would be a period of time where people were still reluctant to gather and reluctant to take public transportation and do all these other things. And so it's not going to be an overnight thing, but I do think that the downtown will probably come back strong. It may look a little different. It's reinvented itself a few times over the years, and in the time period you mentioned, there was a move toward a lot of people, a lot of headquarters and things had moved to the suburbs, and
right.
a lot of people would, you know, get done working and hustle out of, you know, who did work downtown would finish the work and hurry out of downtown, and there was a rush to leave.
Right. You'd walk down State Street and you could buy a wig or you could buy a boombox, but those were about the only stores downtown.
It's always changing, you know, downtown or any city is an always changing place.
But we haven't even discussed the violence yet. I mean, that's another thing that is, you know, I know a couple of people who have moved downtown, one woman in just the past few months, and that certainly didn't seem to dissuade her. But that's another part of it. When you've got people from the suburbs or the neighborhoods coming downtown, they might be afraid to do it.
Yeah, that's a huge problem as well. And it doesn't help that all these things that are, you know, somewhat related and somewhat connected, but it doesn't help that there's several different things going on at once. I mean, not only do you have a pandemic that hasn't been handled well nationally, and that's still, you know, no sign of ending 6 months in, but you've got locally, not just Chicago, but in Chicago as one of the places, there's been the peaceful protest, but there's also been
trouble,
looting and violence and other things, and that causes a lot of caused concerns, and you know, as our story mentions, there are some shop owners and business owners who are wondering, like, you know, will people be confident enough to come back, or should we close up our shops, or what should we do?
Okay, I've got just a couple of minutes left, and I want to touch on two things. One, when I was hosting the Business Lunch for a while ago, you know, I pointed out that downtown could be at risk because downtown was expanding. I mean, we've got the Fulton Market area, we've got what's the Sterling Bay big project coming up on the front?
Yeah, there's Lincoln Yards downtown, the 78 south of downtown.
So the core could be at risk and it as well. Just naturally, it's going to come under pressure because of that.
Mm-hmm. I think there's definitely been a spreading out of, Fulton Market was not a place where there were offices or residents or, retail, things like that, you know, even 5 or 6 years ago. And so that's already caused an expansion west. And then if these other big developments, you know, north and south of the loop take off, there could be part of a natural evolution that the sort of core is expanding anyway.
Right.
And now there may be companies that decide, I'd rather have sort of like a a campus within the city rather than be in a high-rise with a bunch of other companies. And so this may accelerate that trend that was already happening of, you know, the downtown spreading out, and the, you know, the heart of the Loop has actually been facing some struggles in terms of keeping some of the office tenants that have been there for a long time, particularly like the financial sector on LaSalle Street and other streets.
A big difference to this time, and we've got less than a minute left, is the internet and the digital abilities. So whereas after the pandemic in 1918 or ever, the central city still was always the place you had to be. That's not the case anymore. You don't have to be downtown to do a downtown job.
Yeah, that's another factor. And, you know, a lot of people have been working from home, and some people have realized they don't like it. Some people have realized they do like it. Some people will want to continue working from home, and it won't matter. There won't be a need to go downtown, or they may decide to go downtown 2 or 3 days a week and stay home the other days. And so that could create a total, if that becomes a lasting thing, that could create a shift in, you know, commuting patterns and the density that's downtown every day.
Ryan Ory is one of the writers who wrote the story front page of the Tribune yesterday. I suggest you check it out. Any story that quotes Tim Samuelson, the cultural hero of the city of Chicago, is a great piece. Ryan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.